hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We got Vinny Two Tanks, the Aqua Gypsy Brittany with us. Connected via the web as part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. But here, we're going to kick off something pretty cool. We got Sylvia Goff on the show today. And Sylvia and I go way back. I've known her for years. We see each other at the dive shows almost every year. I haven't had her on. I think we've had her on at least once before as part of Miss Scuba or something. She's done a few different things in the dive industry over the years. But recently, she just wrote a pretty cool book. It's called Diving Into Dreams. It's kind of like your memoir or something, Sylvia. Is that right? Do I got it correct? Or how would you describe it?
I would say it's an adventure story of a girl born in a landlocked communist country with big dreams, always just knew and had that pull for the ocean, and had to overcome a lot of obstacles, travel to 57 countries to kind of figure out what it means to have enough in life. So it's an adventure narrative, but it's my life story.
Well, exactly. And yeah, you grew up in what part of the world? Where is it again?
I was born in Hungary.
Yeah.
And I lived there through my college years until I started traveling. Then I lived in the Mediterranean, England, Thailand. I came to America for a 2 weeks vacation 25 years ago.
Never left. Yeah.
Never left.
And here you are hanging out in Hollywood, working on the Avatar movies, being a safety diver with Lids in the gang, all the people we've had on Scuba Radio over the last few years. That's been a major project for a lot of the underwater stunt folks there in Hollywood, and we've had on several of them. But you, like the latest one or the entire series, you kind of helped them out as a safety diver or what exactly, Sylvia?
Well, I got a phone call from John Garvin in 2017, who had initially wanted me to be the scuba instructor, the trainer for the cast and crew, to teaching them about breathing underwater, not holding your breath when you go up.
Right.
And be the water safety for them. You know, there's a lot of women and children on the Avatar movies. So John figured it's going to be good to have a female instructor with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was hired for, when we were going to do a lot on scuba, until... I'm sure you read it in the articles, the whole motion capture technology that James Cameron is using for these movies clashes with the bubbles that scuba equipment kind of emits.
Yeah.
So pretty much, I would say overnight, but it was over months, mm-hmm. we transformed everything that we thought we are going to be doing. So everything become free diving, and Kirk Crack trained the entire cast and crew to do everything on freediving and breath hold. We did the water safety on breath hold. The grips were trained. The special effects were trained. Everybody transformed from scuba divers to freediveers.
Yeah, that it's impressive stuff. I mean, I've read the articles. We've talked to a few folks. Like, most of the actors and actresses could breath hold well over 3 minutes long. And
six, seven.
Yeah, I mean, and that it's insane. I mean, that's crazy. Time to take someone, from zero to hero in that regard too, but I know they used a few little tricks. Like I heard that they were doing like enriched air, like oxygen, so they could hold their breath longer. Is that true, or can you even vouch one way or another?
Like 12, 14 hour days in a tank.
Yeah.
And we're constantly doing 2 minute takes. We take all the help we can get.
Of course.
And enriching the air that the actors and the stunt performers breathe up on is definitely
helps
have to stay underwater longer.
Yeah. But what a cool gig. I mean, I know everybody, every diver's listening right now, like, wow, how do you get a gig like this? This seems like they would just be living the dream. Is it all that it's cracked up to be, or is it sound a little more glamorous than it really is? How would you describe it, Sylvia?
Well, everybody, when they ask me about the Avatar experience, wants to hear about diving with Kate Winslet, the legendary 6-7 minute breath hold she did.
Right.
Or Zoe Saldana, my personal favorite, Sigourney Weaver, who's the most gracious, beautiful heart inside and out. Everybody wants to hear about that, but nobody wants to hear the grueling reality of spending 14 hours in a 90 degree tank that is like 20 people in it without really breaks, that is infested probably with everybody's peas by hour 10. We have, I mean, really hot water and super cold air conditioning. So ear infections were on a constant for us. Hmm. And we were in a wetsuit pretty much for like 2 years. Wow. I mean, you start having a rash. You honestly are not used to daylights anymore. We put our blood, sweat, and tears into this movie. It started as a long 2 month project, which is a really long for a movie, for an underwater movie. Usually we work maybe 3-4 days on a water scene, a week. A month is pretty long, but it was going to be a 2 month project, and it stretched out to about 2 years in Manhattan Beach Studios, where we were shooting in this 65,000 gallon water tank. Imagine it's like a two-story building. It's 120 feet long, 60 feet wide, 30 feet deep, and we could change the depth. We could create crazy waves, you know, those storms that you see in the movies?
Right.
We did that with the water. Then when the beach scenes, we turned the bottom of the tank where we actually had the whole beach. We had the shipwreck built underwater. We had the current machine. We had like a machine that created super fast currents in the pool. I mean, it was a lot of fun, a lot of trial and error, a lot of experimenting, especially when we got the jet awaders in the water.
Yeah.
Me as a water safety person, it was my personal nightmare.
Oh, I would imagine.
The jet awader, you know, in Florida, when you have the water with the tube and they shoot the people up where you hover over the water like 30 feet tall because that much pressure is coming out of the water. Oh,
okay. Yeah, like the jet ski things in the air or whatever. Yeah. Right.
No, we did those in the tank. But imagine this tank has glass window around it.
Yeah.
Now imagine with that force, people start stunt people chasing each other at like breakneck speed.
Yep.
And my job is to foresee anything that can go wrong. Now, what can go wrong?
They can run into each other, run into a wall. Like,
a wall? A glass.
Yeah.
A glass wall that has like 650,000 gallons of water. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a different movie. Maybe like The Meg or something where they break the glass wall and I don't know. But yeah, you know, I know it's people underestimate how much work this is. And I'm sure it get fairly tense, but you can imagine. But that all aside, it is pretty cool to say you worked on the Avatar movies and you're hanging in Hollywood. So that still it kind of outshines the work, and especially once it's done and you've cashed the check, right?
Well, yeah. And you know what? The coolest thing is that we didn't CGI the action. The creatures were enhanced, but everything that you see in the water, the fights, the chase underwater, in the wrecks, the everything that you see
is real action.
We did that.
Yeah.
It was not made up by CGI. It was
motion capture technology that they did underwater, which has never been done before like this. It's pretty state-of-the-art stuff. Great stuff. Sylvia Goth, we're going to talk more with her next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
When it comes to manufacturing quality dive gear, pretty much all the big players were forced to produce their stuff overseas. Nex Underwater Products, however, took a different approach, bringing design and assembly back to the USA. They have an impressive story, and you can read all about it at nexdive.com, along with checking out their complete line of high-quality dive gear. Each Nex regulator system is made to order, cutting down on overhead, which allows Nex to give you way more bang for your diving buck. At the core of each Nex regulator is a unique modular design that can be easily modified as your diving skills and preferences evolve over time. And get this, Nex is the Scuba Lab Tester's Choice winner for 2025. Your best dive will be your next dive. Just go to nexdive.com and order now. That's N-E-X-Dive.com. Nex Underwater Products. Make your next dive your best dive at nexdive.com.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, books by Eric.com and Audible.com.